Well, hello there, and welcome to Radio Cora. Thank you very much for joining. We treat everyone right. That's what they believe. That's their purpose. That's Cora Physical Therapy, treating everyone right. They're a special group, special company, great people, focused on, I'm telling you, delivering success. That's exactly what they're doing. I've had the fortunate opportunity to really interact with a lot of people at Cora, and I've been just absolutely honored to be able to have those friendships. Now, you're saying to yourself, Scott, what are we going to be talking about? Well, we're going to be talking about COVID-19. And you're saying, oh my gosh, do I need to talk more about that? Yeah, you do. You do, because we need to get real information from real professionals and get it out there and get it as fast as we possibly can. That's why we're talking to Susie Anschutz. And you're saying, hey, Scott, I don't know how to spell Anschutz. Yeah, you do. A-N-S-C-H-U-T-Z. She's a rock star. Let's get going. Yeah, I'm telling you. You're saying to yourself, Scott, I don't want to hear any more about that. But we have to. Cora has a very unique purpose. And that purpose is always just being available. And I thought to myself, with social media, with all the other information that is available out there, some right, some wrong, some, you know, sensationalized, who could I talk to? And that's Cora. And we were very fortunate to be able to get Susie on the podcast, and they're busy. You know, they're working through this whole thing just like you and I are working through it. But they've got some incredible solutions that you need to be aware of. That's one. You can pick up a phone at any one of those clinics and get answers. You can go out to their website at corephysicaltherapy.com and get answers. You can even get them on. They've got a service called telehealth. And you can get on with a clinician and ask questions and get information. They're here to really help and serve. And I'm telling you right now, I feel great. After my conversation with Susie, I just feel great. She's just absolutely a delight. So for all of you, here's Susie Anschutz, okay? She's active out there. And we're going to be talking about what Cora Physical Therapy is doing in response to this virus. So without further delay, here's Susie. All right, welcome. How are you doing, Susie? Welcome to Radio Cora. Thank you very much for joining. How are you doing?
Thank you, Scott. I'm doing great this morning. How are you?
I'm well. The sun is coming up, as I can see. Again, it's the sun is coming up again. We're going to survive. That's for
right,
sure.
Absolutely.
So for the listeners out there, I mean, we're going to be talking a lot about the happenings that are taking place within the world and how Cora Physical Therapy is adapting and addressing those challenges. But for the listeners out there, let's get us a little 411 on who Susie is. Anschutz. That's A-N-S-C-H-U-T-Z. I'm worn out by saying
that. Not bad, Scott. Not bad.
Give us a little background.
Sure. So I am a physical therapist. I've been with Cora for 17 years. Started out as a staff physical therapist. Then went into operations. I'm currently the regional vice president of operations for two regions. And I have a title of director of leadership development for the organization. And so more recently been involved in a telehealth project. And so that's where I am here today.
Now, What's fascinating about this particular conversation is how Cora Physical Therapy, one, is responding to the COVID-19 virus, being important to sort of, I think, and I believe it's out there, that the physical therapy, the industry, is considered essential. Therefore, are open and you're taking the precautions internal to be able to be essential, protect your patients, and be able to continue to, you know, provide the care that they need. Is that correct?
That is correct, Scott. So in last week, I believe March 19th, President Trump declared some guidance around, with the help of CISA, some guidance to help the state and the local jurisdiction identify who are those essential workforce and how can we continue to help that workforce can have a continuity, have a continuation of their essential function in the community. And so we have been identified as an essential workforce. And so that you are correct, Scott.
So why do you, why is it considered PT, why is PT and OT and those services considered essential?
Sure. So as part of being the healthcare industry, physical therapists and occupational therapists are part of caregivers. And we do need, we do play an important role in that care of our patients. So our patients come to us for to manage whether it's acute or chronic pain. And many of their interactions with us depend on that education or depend on their ability to maximize their function over the course of time. Some of our patients are coming to us post-surgery, or they be, they're coming to us to manage some of that pain. And so we're there to be able to provide that support, a listening ear, provide that education for them. I mean, it may make the difference between a patient being able to successfully climb up and down steps to negotiate their house or not be able to, you know, should there be a disruption in their care.
That would really be concerning to me, is that disruption. Because let's say you're on the path of healing, whatever that path is. And then all of a sudden in this particular world, there's an abrupt boom, stop, change, confusion, not knowing what's going on. And then all of a sudden, you know, my progress has been stunted to a certain extent. And that would be concerning to me, because you see yourself improving, then all of a sudden you can. But that's not what CORE is all about. CORE's doors are open.
Absolutely.
And does a patient, let's say I'm a patient, does my, outside of the other stuff of trying to buy toilet paper and all that stuff, that's changed. However, sure. I can still get in my car, go to a clinic and just continue my therapy.
Sure. So, I think that in this, right now in this crisis that the entire world is going through, a sense of normalcy, a sense of being able to follow a specific routine is very important, you know, for yeah. people. And so going to therapy is part of a routine. It becomes part of your life when you're in yeah. recovery, and it's in a very important part of your life. And with therapy, there is continuous movement forward. So what you do 1 week may look very different than what you would do the second week or the third week.
Yes.
And if there is a disruption in that care and a disruption in that supervision as to how you're doing those movements correctly, then it could definitely jeopardize your body's ability to make sure that muscle memory. So when you have certain movements that you're doing correctly or incorrectly, your body does have that muscle memory. And we want to make sure that movement is done properly, and we're not educating our patients to move incorrectly. So that's a big part of them being able to continue their care as well.
As a clinician, if have you seen within your clinics a sort of a lag? It must have been impacted on your daily basis. Like people don't know what to do. Like, okay, I hear this out here. What do I do? I would imagine CORE has been just inundated with calls saying, hey, you guys still open? Just that alone. I mean, that puts you, the company, the clinics, in an interesting and unique way of responding to an emergency such as this. Do you find that you've come over that hill, for lack of a better term, of saying, or are you still getting, hey, are you guys still open? I'm whatever it might be.
Sure. Oh, we are absolutely still getting questions from the community, from our employers, from really everywhere. So we do strive to be a resource, you know, not just a resource for our people and for our employees, but a resource to the community. And as we receive information, as we are able to disseminate what we're hearing, we're able to remain that resource, and we're able to be a healthcare provider for that our community can really trust, and that they know that we're being transparent, that we're being trustworthy, and that we're taking the right measures to help them be able to enhance that experience, that it's such a difficult time. If there's a moment in time that they have an experience that can be enhanced, we do want to be there for our patients and for our community.
See, the purpose behind Cora Physical Therapy is that you treat everyone. You treat no matter what. And I think that this is a really a great example. Like for me, I live in Louisiana. I might not be going to a clinic right now for whatever, I'm not. But I know that I could call Cora and sort of get some unfiltered, in a sense, truth about what's going on from a macro level, right? Absolutely. People could call you just because you're Cora.
Absolutely. And we do encourage that. I mean, we have patients. We set up an email specific to our telehealth platform and specific to how to manage during this crisis. And so we have that information available on our website for patients to be able to reach out to us. And we encourage that communication from our patients. Absolutely.
See, what's positive about what you just said is that there's a lot of, disinformation out there. Social media, news, whatever it might be, it's truly, for me personally, it gives me comfort. It gives me solace to know that I can contact Cora and get some sort of straight shot type of answers impact your business, but it's truth. And that to me is really interesting. Now let's sort of venture in. You mentioned it briefly, this telehealth. Tell us a little bit about that. What is that all about?
Sure. So telehealth involves video conferencing. So a two-way live, not recorded video conferencing with someone else. And so the means of telehealth is to provide that patient or that client some form of education, some form of assessment, some form of delivering message through electronically or virtually through a platform. So currently, Cora does have a HIPAA-compliant platform. We call it Cora Vision. And Cora Vision has been part of Cora for about 2 years now. And so during this time, we're definitely leveraging that platform so that we have an additional opportunity, not just in our clinics, because we are remaining open, but for patients that are unable to get to our clinics.
See, so give me, let's say I'm a patient. Give me the process. Let's say, how do I know? I guess it would be out there on Cora Physical Therapy's website on saying, hey, here's telehealth, contact us, here's the number. Is that the process that I would go through?
So it depends if you're currently a patient or not. Because we are committed to provide that information to our community, we do have the information in our website. So someone, let's say you're in need of physical therapy, but you have not yet walked into any of our clinics or have not had any experience with Cora, if you go to our website, you can see that we have resources on how to manage the virus and the outbreak and what we're doing for precautions. But it also gives you information and resources on how you can stay connected to a provider, whether it be physical therapy or occupational therapy. Now, Scott, if you were currently one of our patients and you were coming into the clinic and you express a concern in being able to continue to come to our clinics, we do have the information available for our current patients as well. So we're telling all of our patients, we have our doors open. You're welcome to come in. These are all the safety measures we're taking to make sure you're safe in our clinics. But we also offer a telehealth platform should you choose to use that method instead.
See, what I see and what I hear you saying with Cora Physical Therapy. Now, by the way, listeners out there, go to CoraPhysicalTherapy.com. That is the website, and it's a well-laid-out website. You should be able to navigate it with absolutely no problem. If I can navigate it, I guarantee you can navigate it. But what's interesting, and again, I reiterate that it's comforting to a certain extent, not to minimize what's taking place out there, but it's comforting to know that Cora and people like you and others are out there, and you're in the, like you said, you're in the trenches. You've got to figure this out. You've got to be able to provide that care and continue that care in this time of challenge. And so for me to be able to know that I can go to Cora Physical Therapy and get information that I can make decisions on as a family man, whatever it might be, I think that is a real, you know, comforting fact about what Cora's doing out there. I like that a lot.
Absolutely.
For whatever it's worth, because it's about me, apparently.
No.
So that whole process, if I'm not currently not a patient of Cora Physical Therapy, and I'm not at one of the clinics, I can still contact you, right?
Absolutely. You can definitely contact us. We will provide you with the resources and we will provide you with the information you need.
That's great. And that's really spectacular. Now, if I go to a clinic, not everybody, is everybody considered essential, or just the physical therapist and the occupational therapist and so on? Or is billing essential? Is the accounting essential? Are they going to be there, or is it really stripped down to the essential physical therapist and core?
So from my understanding, in order to run the operations effectively, we're considered essential, all departments, to be able to run the operations smoothly and effectively. But our billing department, our IT department, so all of our support departments are housed outside of the clinic. So when you walk into the clinic, you will be faced with your therapist and someone in the front that's our patient service coordinator that is there to help the patient understand their benefits, understand that communication as to what is going on and how they can get their appointments in. So the clinic is really just stripped down to our patient service coordinator and our clinicians.
See that? And I would imagine there's a level of efficiency that exists there too, right? I mean, I just walk in, I know what's going on. I've got my, there's my clinician, boom, I hit my, whatever I need to do per the direction. What interests me specifically about your business, about what you guys are doing, it's the necessity to communicate with patients with real information, your employees, because everybody's asking the same question. Any referrals that happen throughout this, you know, event, pairs. I mean, you have multi-level communication obligations with everybody who run the spectrum of, an emotional spectrum to just panic to whatever it might be. That's amazing.
Absolutely.
So, not a crystal ball, but the reality is that what do you recommend the listeners, given the fact that you guys are right in the trenches, the fact that you guys are working through it, and I guarantee you, you're around on a call or something like that, and you're saying, well, what about this? What about this? What do we, as just people trying to live life, what do you recommend that we do to help and do it, you know, live life?
Well, I think that in general, the support from our communities has really been encouraging. You know, we have seen clients, insurance companies call us directly to ask us to please offer their patients the ability to continue to serve them through a telehealth platform.
Right.
We also have patients reaching out to us directly to ask us questions, to be that community resource to them. But as far as the community is concerned, there is ways of supporting physical therapists and occupational therapists, and that's by taking action to ask Congress to protect physical therapy, our patients, and allowing Medicare payment for telehealth during this challenge, during this COVID-19 outbreak. If Congress were to take those steps to ensure that patients that solely rely on physical and occupational therapy to manage this chronic and acute pain, you know, we talked about this being such an integral part of their routine, then this is definitely a fight that we think will help continue to urge and uplift others to get involved. And it's a huge opportunity, not just, you know, for physical therapists everywhere, but for our patients to be able to continue their care.
See, and that's important, because there's you're not dealing with just the physical side of that care, right? It whatever that trauma might be, whatever it is, but there's the emotional aspect of it. And if I were to abruptly stop, listen up out there, if I were to abruptly stop, then there's a mental component, not just a physical issue, but there's that medical, and we can't, because this COVID-19 will pass. And we'll be sure on the other side. And then, you know, right now we can set up a situation where the transition from where it is today to where it's going to be tomorrow is somewhat easier to, you know, deal with.
Absolutely.
So I'm impressed with Cora Physical Therapy. And because, like I said, you're just on the front lines. You're just there. You're dealing with people who, a lot of people who are just challenged with things that they just have to continue to move forward. I really, man, you guys are doing great work out there.
And Scott, you said something very interesting. So I've seen it, being a clinician for 17 years, I've seen it time and time again. You know, we'll have a patient come in for their evaluation and they can't move. They just cannot, for example, let's say they have knee surgery. They cannot bend their knee during the time that we're seeing them and assessing them. And encouraging them, explaining what happened, explaining what they can expect, listening to what is important for them. What goals do you want to attain from physical therapy? What do you want to achieve? And all of that is such a huge part of their success. By the end of that session, by the end of that hour, the patient is taking steps, the patient's bending their knee. And it's not because we're miracle workers, although some will argue that, but it's because the patient now has found trust in us. We're a listening ear.
Huge.
They understand that we know how we can help them achieve their goals. And so I think that education is so critical, especially during these times of uncertainty, for them to have some control over their lives.
Yeah, and because they have the ability to be able to communicate with you, get some answers, and not be in the dark of what do I do, and and there's a real that's really important. I like it a lot. Now we're gonna have to wrap this up. Now, Suzie, that's Suzy. How do people get a hold of you, Cora? What's the best way to do that?
Sure. So the best way is go to our website. We have updates, regular updates on our website, what we're doing to control the outbreak, what we're doing in our clinics, the measures we're taking. We have specific email sets set up, CoraVision@CoraHealth.com, to answer questions for our community and for our patients as well. And that would probably be, Scott, the best way for patients out there, the community, to be able to reach us at this moment.
Yeah, because you guys are all over the place. I mean, you guys have clinics everywhere, and it would make sense if me being in Louisiana, I'd be able to connect with the Louisiana side of Cora Physical Therapy to have those answers. And that, listeners out there, is CoraPhysicalTherapy.com. Go out there. Start there. That's probably the best place. And then root around, because you can find locations. They've got an announcement from Cora. It's just a ticker tape going across on telehealth platform. There's a lot of great solutions out there to answer your questions. I like that. You guys are wonderful. I'm very honored to have you and talk a little bit about that Cora Physical Therapy and all that good stuff. All right, listeners out there, hang tight. We're going to wrap it up on the other side. And you know everything. Everything will be at industrialtalk.com/RadioCora. For all the information as well, it just goes right back to the website. So it's just, we want to be able to provide the funnel, the avenues to be able to answer your questions, especially during this time. Suzy, you were wonderful.
Thank you, sir. Absolutely wonderful. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much. It's a little, it's in the morning. Look at Your daughter didn't come running in, which I'm somewhat impressed.
She did not, you know. And the homeschooling and the virtual schooling is working great, but it is a disruption.
I'm bummed. I would have loved to have seen that happen. Well, thank you very much. And once again, listeners, hang tight. We're going to wrap it up on the other side. So thank you very much for joining.
Thank you so much, Scott.
You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.
All right. Thank you very much for joining Radio Quora. You know, once again, we treat everyone right. They do. They're passionate about your success. They're passionate about your health. They're an open book. So my direction to you is go out to QuoraPhysicalTherapy.com. It's easy peasy, right? Find your answers. Contact Quora Physical Therapy if you have any questions whatsoever about COVID-19, about treatment, about what you're going to do. We will get on the other side, but we need leaders. We need leaders like Quora Physical Therapy, leaders like Susie, you know, blazing that trail, helping us get through it. That's what's so great about them. So again, reach out to QuoraPhysicalTherapy.com. You will not be disappointed. All right. You need to be safe. You need to be smart out there. You need to protect yourself, of course. But lean on companies like Quora Physical Therapy, people like Susie and other professionals within the Quora family. They'll get you through it. So thank you very much. We're going to have more interviews coming your way, highlighting the best in physical therapy. Thank you very much for tuning in to Radio Quora. You have a great day. We will be back with another great interview.